the pasuk Reisha, to Derech of a Tana. Sometimes he explains the first thing that he started off with, and Zimna Nehuda Salak Meforash Reisha. And sometimes he explains that he ended off with the second one first. So Taka, there's no Seder, so therefore it's not sure our Mishnah reader, even though we start off with Kinuyim, to Derech of a Tana to do, sometimes this way, sometimes that way, so can he ask any questions. Another teretz is like this, I'll tell you. That true, it's as Ran explains, the same type of a teretz, that sometimes this way, sometimes that way, we want to say a little bit of explanation, how come over here the Tana B'Dafka went to explain the second one first? You know why our Tana went to explain the case of Yodos of a handle first? Because I did the Asiya Medrasha, like we'll soon see in the Gemara later. Since we know this Chiddush of Yodos from a Pasuk, in other words, it's not so simple to know it. Kenuye nedorim mashma, that's a svara. That's simple. Just like you can make a neder, there's a svara said in all languages, other languages are also good. But yodos, we just started off saying, and you didn't end off, maybe there I would have thought in svara it's no good. We have to dash in a posik. Now, since it's a drosha, meforish luberesha, therefore we explain it first. So is a svara. What the Chum after Darshin, they have to explain it so that the Chavivus, they love it because they like will mechadish it. So therefore they want to explain it first. Fredi Gemara, if so, Velifta Chodein Veresha, the Chur, if so, why don't we even start off? The Mishnah should have started off then, Kol Yodis Nadorim Kinadorim. If you want to tell me a Svara, Yad is a Chiddish because we Darshin the Posig, the Tana would like to say it first. So why didn't the Tana start off directly with Yodos Nedarim? And Mashma, like now, the Gemara is saying, even though you'd make a mistake with the beginning, you have to say Mechs Chsuri Mechs at the beginning of the Mesechta, so what? Still, let's do it. So Gemara says like this. Miftach Posach B'Kinuyim D'Raisa. No, the Mishnah wants to start off with something that's simple, everybody knows about it, what's Midiraisa, so we start off with Kinuyim D'Raisa. Then after we say Yodos, then we go to explain Yodos. Because we want to start off with what's simple. But then when we go to explain it, we explain Taka Yodos, because that's a drosha, that's Chaviva, we like it more. So Mar says it depends. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's very good that Kinuyim, the substitute for an Eder, this nickname is not something new. It's a Goyisha language, it's a language. So like Ran spoke out, even though regular language is Pshita, it's a good neder. A neder is said B'choloshin. So the Chiddush was, this is called a slang language. It's not the main, let's say you're saying in English. It's not the main English language. It's a slang. But Akoponim still looks pretty Pashit. In other words, we know the Yisrael, you can say Nederim in any language. So this is also called the good Loshin of a neder. It's good why the Mishnah started off with Kinuyim, because that everybody knows. But according to Rish Lakish, that he holds, Kinuyim, these substitutes, is called Loshin. It's not a real language. It's something the Chum themselves made up, that people should use these words for a neder. Like we explained, the Chum don't want a person to say Kekorvin, because they're afraid maybe they'll end up just saying the word Lashem. So they said, instead of saying the word Korvin, say Koinach. But I call upon him, it's not so poshid. It doesn't say this in the Torah. It's something that Chama made up. So I'm sorry, Michael and Neymar. Alright, turn over. Like, Michael and Neymar, what could you say? According to Rish Lakish, a Kinuyim is also not clearly in the Torah like we would know it by itself. It's something that Chama had to make up. It's a Lashon Shabbat Lem Chachamim. So if so, why did the Tana, the Mishnah, start off with Kinuyay? Why didn't it start off with Yodos? They're both something like you need the Chum to dash into us. Even though the Ran spoke out, and we'll speak about it later on more, that even according to Rish Lakish, it's also Midiraisa. That the Chum made up this Lashon, now when we say it, it's also called like a Lashon. It's called a good language. But our Kopanim is not so openly, clearly. So why didn't the Tana start off with then with Yodos? So Gemara says like this. The Mor says, Enichnam, it's true. The Mor says like this, Mikatani Yodis. Does our Tana anywhere, did it really say the word Yodis in the Mishnah? We said, no, the Tana didn't say it. What did we have to answer? V'lav chasurei ko mechsarto. We had an answer and said, the Tana left out something. So I'll tell you, the circumstance the law, Aktim Nami. So now you know what we'll do with this that was left out. We'll put it at the beginning of the Masechta. Now we want to answer to say, it's possible to say, the beginning of the Masechta, in the first Mishnah, the Tana left out the first part of the Mishnah. V'toni, this is the way the Mishnah really should have been learned. That the Mishnah should start off. Yodais, and say like this, Kol Yodais Nedarim Kinedarim, V'chol Kino Nedarim Kinedarim. That's what the Mishnah should have said. True, it starts off with Yodais, and then it goes to Kinuyim. V'yelu Hen Yodais, and now it's good what the Tana explains, the first part of the Mishnah first, that Oy Melech Averoi, then V'yelu Hen Kinuyim. Then the Mishnah later, in Daf Yud, explains the second part of our Mishnah. What's called Kinuyim? Koinem, Koinach, Koines. So that's Pshat. So it's interesting. Now we're coming to say that the beginning of our Masechta, the first Mishnah, the Tana left out the beginning of the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah should have been Kol Yodois Nedarim Kinedarim. And I once heard a Pshat on this, the Churutz Apella. Like, how come the Mishnah, the beginning of the Masechta, leaves out the beginning? Like, these are Tanoim, Rabbeinu HaKodesh wrote the Mishnah. How come he left out something like this? I once heard over from Rav Hutna Zatzal, I want to explain that really Gemara is called Torah Sheba'al Peh. The reason why it's Baal Peh is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a special bris between us and Hashem, and that the Goyim should not go to learn it. Even though Torah Sheba'al Ktazal, also they're not supposed to learn, but that's written down, we can't help it. But here, Torah Sheba'al Peh, the explanation of the Torah Sheba'al Ktazal, Hashem Badafka wanted that the Goyim should not have any shaykhs to it. So therefore, even when it came later Duris, that we began to forget, and the Chum saw we have to write it down, so Rabbeinu HaKadosh went to write down the Mishnayis. But when they wrote it down, they wrote it down in a manner that if you don't have a munas chachamim, you will just close it and you won't learn it. Like, let's say a goy will open up a gemara, and the first thing he says, you learn something, in the beginning of the masechta, something is missing. Like, what kind of a learning is this? They'll close it and go away. So the Chum and Bedafka wrote down with chasurim echzera, something is missing, or sometimes they ask the question, they say, ipcha, epuch, change it around. The Bedafka wrote it down in these ways, that you only learn it if you really have a munas chachamim. But our kol poim, what we're coming out here is, the beginning of our Masechta, our first Mishnah, something is missing, and the Seder should be kol yodis nedarim, and then kol kinuyi nedarim, and then it's good why the Mishnah explains yodis first. Now the Gemara is the Kasha. The yodis heichiksiv, we said before, yodis is a drosha. Where's the posik? Where does the Torah talk about this yisoid of yodis by nedarim? Gemara says, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Ish kiyafli lindor neder nozir lahazil Hashem. It says a few extra words here. So let's start off with the end part of nozir. It says, nozir lahazir, a double lashon. V'tanya will end like this. Nozir lahazir. What's this extra lashon of nozir lahazir? It's lasois kinuya nazirus kinazirus. A kinu for a nozir is also like a nazirus. And Agav, the Ram says not to be gurus this. Because for this we do not need a pasuk, that's a svara. But what we do need a pasuk is for the next part that says, V'yodos naziris k'naziris. Even by a nazir, even though you don't end off and say the whole thing, Harani k'nazir, you just start off saying the beginning of the lashon, you start off with a yad, it's also considered like you said a lashon of a nazir. So that's the chiddush from the word nazir lahazir, that even yodos, the beginning of a lashon of a nazir, is also good. So Umar asks, Ainly yellow benaziris. This is only good by naziris. Benadorim minayin. But how do we know, like our Masechta is talking about nadorim? We're saying kol yodais nadorim is nadorim. How do we know by nissa neder, a yad, a beginning of a lashon is also good? So this we say, Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, starts off with ish kiyafli lindo neder. A person wants to make a neder. And then it goes to nozil hazel Hashem. So in the same pasuk it talks about nadorim and about naziris. So we make a hekesh, makesh nazirus nadarim. We make a hekesh, hilchas nazirus, hilchas nadarim. We learn out hilchas nadarim from nazirus, or else makesh nazirus nadarim. We learn out both ways. We learn out hilchas nazirus. We'll soon see from nadarim, or nadarim le nazirus. We learn out hilchas nadarim from nazirus. What does that mean? Ma nazirus, just like by nazirus, also by yodis nazirus k'nazirus from this word nozel hazir. A yad of a nozir is like a lashon of a nozir. Is af nedarim the same thing by hilchos nedarim also? Also bem yodes nedarim kinedarim. A yad, the beginning of lashon of a neder, is like a neder. And more than that, the other way we learn out is oman nedarim, just like by nedarim. Oy ve babal yachel. somebody makes a neder that he can't eat this bread, and then he goes and eats the bread, he's over lavo bal yachal. He made his words in vain. He made his words chulin. Well, about tacher, there's also a lav of bal tacher not to push off your neder. If you made a nidre hegdish, you said a reyalai lahavi korban. You made a neder, you're going to bring a korban. So if you don't bring the korban within a certain limit, we'll learn later, the sugyas in Rosh Hashanah, whether it's three regalim, let's say you wait three regalim, three yom tevim pass by, and you don't bring the korban, so you're over lav of bal tacher. You waited too long. So the klal is af nazirus. Is over the bal yachil. There's a case that you're over the yisra bal yachil, and the Gemara later on Amar Beis will explain this. With bal tachar, there's also a case by naziris that if you wait too long, you're over this lav of bal tachar also. The Gemara later will explain what's the case. Further, with man nadorim, just like the parsha of nadorim, the klal is who av meifa nidre bitoy, who bal meifa nidre ishtoy. If your daughter under 12 and a half makes a neder, you could be meifrit. Or then if your wife makes a neder, the husband could be made for his wife's nedarim. Is af naziris, the same thing in the parashah of naziris, is the klal is af made for naziris bitoy. If your daughter under 12 and a half makes and becomes a nazir, when the father hears about it, he could be made for a nullet. Or baal made for naziris ishtoy, the same thing, a husband could be made for his wife's neder, she makes herself into a nazir, the husband could be made for it. Later we'll explain this brisa. Now the Gemara is the Kasha, so what do we say so far? That how do we know Yodos Nedorim? Because of the Hekesh, it says by Nazir, Nazir Lahazir, so we learn out Nedorim from Nazirus. For the Gemara, what do we have to have the Hekesh for? Maish Nogabi Nazirus, Tichsiv Nazir Lahazir, why do you say by Nazirus itself we know Yodos? Because it says a double ocean of Nazir Lahazir, the Gemara is Nedorim Nami? By Nedarim also, the beginning of Pasuk says, Hoksiv Lindo Neder, Vekesha Lomeli, what do we have to have Hekesh for? The Pasuk again starts off, Yish, Kiyafli Lindo Neder, who says a double lotion by Neder, why from this word alone don't we know Yodis Nedarim Kinedarim? So Mora says, no, there's a difference. Iksiv Neder Lindor, if it would have said it like Nazir, a mud in the way of Neder Lindor, you don't talk that way, Kiriksiv, then it would have been a drasha. Like it says, Nozir Lahazir, Kedekamra, then you'd be right. But, Leitzrich Hekesh, and then you would not have to have this Hekesh. It would be like, say, by Nedarim itself, the Chiddush of Yodas. But Hashtur, the Chsiv, now that the Pasuk says by Neder, Lindor Neder, it's like, that's the way you talk, Lindor Neder, to make a Neder, or Lesser Isser, to make an Isser. Is I tell you, Dibra Terech Halashem B'nei Yodam, the Terech is talking now the way people talk. And therefore, it's not called something extra. So therefore, from the first word of Lindor Neder, you can't learn out a Chiddush. Only from the second word of Nazir Lahazir, that's extra. That teaches us Yodos. So Mara says it depends. It says, Machlekes real in the Gemara and Kedushin. Ho nicha l'man di isle dibra Torah k'loshim b'nei Yodim. Like we know, the cloud of the Torah doesn't say anything extra. But one man d'yam says, sometimes the Torah talks like a person talks. In other words, this is not called extra. Lindor Neder, that's not called extra. So therefore, it's okay. Elu leman delesle dibra Torah k'loshim neyodom. But according to the man the Yom Kedushin, it says no. The Torah doesn't say a double lashon, even like normal talk. In other words, any double lashon is like there for a drashom. It's not stam there, but something extra to learn out from. If so, hi Lindor Neder my yovedle. Like, what does he do it for? The Chura, what does he use it? If you want to tell me, in other words, the Kasha is back, what do you have to have the Hekesh for? The Chura, learn it out from the Dorim. And if you do make the Hekesh, so it's extra, what does the Torah have to say the word, Lindo Neder for? So Mora says like this, according to this man, Diyom Enech Nami, Dorish Lei, Lasois, Yodois, Nedorim, Kinedorim. True, from the beginning of the Pasuk of Ish Kiyafli, Lindo Neder, from this double lashon of Lindo Neder, we learn out Yodis Nedarim Kinedarim. According to this man, the Yom that holds Loid Dibra Torah K'loshim B'nei Yodim. And how do we know by Nazirus? Well, Makish Nazirus Nedarim. I tell you, this is also part of the Hekish, that Nazirus has Yodis. You learn out from the Dorim. If so, Nozir Lahazir, what do we need it for? I tell you, Dorishle, he learns it like this. Malamed, it comes to teach us Shehan Nazirus Chalal.